1414.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Of course, we always head out to Foggy Bottom. We give you the true inside scoop, I think, in all different ways, including our conversation nightly with Talk Radio News, the Baz, one of my favorites, Ken Bassinet. What a treat for all of you listening. He joins us right off the bat from Washington, D.C. Ken, big stuff today has to be, of course, this selling of the jobs plan of the president, $447 billion, and apparently his own people, meaning the Democrats, aren't buying some of this, huh?
It's amazing. The political component of proposing what some people say is an ambitious pro-jobs package, of course, was the fact that Republicans who would vote against it presumably would be targeted by the Democrats, you know, with the argument that, well, these people don't care about teachers and cops and firefighters and good roads and bridges, etc. But an interesting development has popped up within the Democratic Party. There are some people who are afraid that with one catch-all bill like this one, it will be dubbed son of stimulus, and the Republicans will actually have an issue to run against them since stimulus is so unpopular with a certain contingent in the American electorate. So you have people like Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania saying, "The president, is there any chance that we can make this a la carte rather than, you know, a all or nothing deal?"
And will he do the whole a la carte thing? I thought at first they were like, no, no, no. And now apparently they're warming up to that idea, huh?
Yeah, well, in typical Obama inner circle tradition, earlier this week you had David Axelrod, the president's so-called political guru, you know, saying, no, this is a take it or leave it proposal. And later that afternoon, you had the White House saying, well, we could be open to hearing some ideas for breaking it up. So I do think that there's room to move. You know, nothing should be etched in stone at this point, the way this White House operates. Everything is sort of focused on what will it take to get the president reelected. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't necessarily lead to people, Americans who are hurting, being helped. And that's something I think the Democrats have to figure out quickly.
Yeah, amen. Good way to put that. Let's shift gears to just briefly New York, because it's all about territory, and everybody's talking about this, you already know. And it's about whether or not the Democrats can get this president elected, can prop him up, or the Republicans are just that much stronger because of the Tea Party or for whatever reasons. And one of the things they're talking about is a litmus test is Wiener's seat goes to this businessman who's a Republican. He wins it. And so now people are trying to draw conclusions from that. But before we jumped on the air, you said, you know, everybody realizes that that was going to be thrown up there. But what about Florida? Florida is really key for Obama, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. Just to give your listeners a little bit of background, the winner was a Republican Orthodox Jew. And the Wiener district has got a very large Orthodox Jewish and just Jewish in general electorate. It's been a seat that a Republican hasn't held since 1923, or hasn't won since 1923, which tells you how solidly Democrat it was. But in this case, you know, the Whisper campaign, and quite frankly, part of the overt campaign was, you know, the president is anti-Israel. Which, of course, if you know anything about what took place over the weekend, you know that he's not. Mm. The president was behind getting the Egyptians to rescue the six Israelis who were trapped in the embassy in Cairo. And even hardcore right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had high praise for the president. All that aside, there is this image that, you know, President Barack Hussein Obama, and I say that for emphasis, you know, is anti-Israel. And that's where NY9 comes into play with Florida. Does the president have a Jewish voter problem? And the reason why that's an issue is, if you know anything about the Democratic electorate in Florida, a Democrat cannot win Florida without that very strong Jewish retiree base from New York and New Jersey, you know, that emigrates down there for retirement. So that's the issue there. And that's what this White House is now trying to figure out. And just between you and I and your millions of listeners, I will tell you that the White House today has been very quietly emailing articles to members of the press, pointing out the praise from Israel for the president's action over the weekend. So I think that's a pretty strong indication that they get that they have a little bit of a problem here.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of problems, I got to ask you about this, the Solyndra solar problem. What's happening there? I mean, because that was, it really exploded today on the Hill.
Yeah, that's another, that goes back to Stimulus One, as you will recall. Here's a solar energy company that, you know, has done good work in the past and put in bids for government loans. And the Bush administration had the loan in front of them and the loan pitch in front of them and was skeptical of it, not sure whether or not a $500 million loan could be paid back. But as you know, the loan went through via Stimulus One that President Obama backed. And the Republicans now are trying to drive a wedge in that issue. You know, basically saying, see, here's the president lobbying for something that costs the American taxpayers, you know, potentially $500 million again. It's a big problem, potentially, for this White House.
Well, yeah, especially because how you set it up, what happened with the Bush administration, and now, of course, what's going on with the Obama administration. Interesting times we live in, my friend.
Yeah, the you and I are never going to be short of things to talk about. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. But I sense that we will get back to the kind of conversations we were having during the debt debacle once this jobs bill starts to get voted on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ken Bassinet, of course, Talk Radio News. Thanks, buddy. Now you got the Treasury Department. There was the obligatory shot of them with the boxes in their hands, the FBI taking out boxes after boxes after boxes. And the ultimate question is what Ken Bassinet said just there as we follow the money with this. Should you and I be paying for green technology? The White House on the defense trying to do whatever they can to stop the bleeding on the solar loans to a bankrupt firm. How do they feel about it on the Hill? You're going to hear about that a little bit later in this hour. Coming up next, though, you know, you had 8 Republicans on the stage in Tampa at that Tea Party-sponsored debate. But there are other people running for president from all parts of the country. We're going to introduce you to one coming up round the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 14th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,826. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,870.68, $935.34 for a half ounce, or $467.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,870.68, $935.34, and $467.67.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Somebody who would love to hear that as his theme song, Hail to the Chief, of course, means the president is coming, right? His name is Dennis Ball. Dennis is the founder of the American Party of America. What is that if you haven't heard of it? It is an independent third party. The gist of it is they believe that business, labor, and government have to work in the best interest of, well, you and me, children, parents, and grandparents. Hey, Dennis, welcome to ATN.
Thank you, Kate. Nice to be with you tonight.
What made you decide, hey, I am going to run for president? What was that turning point for you?
Well, this actually began in 1995 when I was put in the position, as most families, someone passes on, the mother, your father, and you find yourself in the middle of changes, big changes in your life. I mean, mega changes. And this was in southern Illinois, and my father had passed away. My mother had no one really to assist her in her life, and she needed a lot of help. She was aging in her life, and her health was failing. And actually, she and I were separated by 2,000 miles. And after I had buried my father, I assessed the situation a lot closer because I wasn't really close at hand during the time my parents were living together. So as a result, when he passed away, I made a lot of discoveries, and I really became attuned to my roots, to my heritage, and to the family that is so important in our culture. That which sustains our society and makes it what it is. And, of course, during that time, if you recall, it was during the Clinton administration when a lot of revelations were coming out about what was going on in the White House at that time with Bill Clinton that made me a little bit uneasy, uncomfortable, if you will, as to the ongoing or goings on those occupying the White House, to say the least.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely. Well, you know that everybody's worried about the economy tanking, what's going on with this crazily with what happened, of course, with our deficit, what continues to happen with the deficit. The unemployment numbers are ugly. I think, actually, Dennis, it's really higher than 9.1%. What do you say is what needs to be done to turn this ship around and how far we've gone off course?
Well, I mean, it's true that those who will not learn from history are doomed to repeat the failures of it. And obviously, the leaders in Washington at this time are in a crisis because they cannot seem to come together, and we have no real strong leader as we were thought to believe with Barack Obama in the executive branch of government. It's my belief that the president needs to lead by initiative. And precisely what we have here since the Clinton administration, Kate, is a breakdown of our economic base going to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Made in America is the issue. And unfortunately, what's happened is that corporate entities have used the good assets of our country to hurt the American working family. I would put tariffs right now on Chinese imports, and I would probably also do an economic freeze on prices to get control of this. I also have, if people go to ball2012.net, they will see that I also talk about halting the transfer of wealth on this energy issue regarding oil imports from the OPEC nations. I mean,
yeah,
let's face it, gasoline prices have hurt the American family and continue to hurt the American family.
I agree. I want to go back to Red Dragon. You talked about Made in America. Dennis, I say it all the time. I challenged everyone listening to America Tonight to walk around their house and just for an hour lift up things to see how many things were actually made in China that maybe they didn't think were made in China, and their whole house had nothing in it that was made in America, right, except for themselves. So you're proposing write a tariff on all Chinese imports immediately doing that.
Oh, you bet. You bet. We have got to get our people working again by recreating the economics that made our country great from the World War II generation. Let's face it, the United States outproduced the world in World War II. That's how we won those wars in two theaters. There were 16 million service people. 500,000 of them passed away. They sacrificed themselves for our country, our families, our future, and not only they, but several other generations prior to them. Right now, our country is in a crisis because I'm afraid we have lost our way. I truly believe that. And the reason that this party exists, the American Party of America, exists because the family is in trouble. Business, labor, and government must be about the business of supporting the American family and the American working family and the American workers. We have an opportunity here to bring back our heritage, our culture, to what is a normal standard for a nuclear family, that is a man, a woman, and children, thank you, where we have established a priority of standards by which to live and operate normally in, which used to be. Unfortunately, what's happened, I believe America has lost its way. We need to bring that back by showing people that the family is important, how goes the family goes the country, and that the family requires certain things in order not only to survive, but also to thrive.
Yeah, very well said. I agree with the thriving statement, absolutely. The big news now, I'm going back to the economy, the Solyndra stuff, and the fact that apparently it was bankrupt, and here you and I and the taxpayers, the rest of the taxpayers listening right now to America Tonight, had to foot the bill for this. Of course, they're investigating what happened here. I mean, ridiculous. This just shows the same thing of what we were talking about. Right now they're saying that in looking at this, and if you put all the pieces together, it goes all the way back to China again, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I'm sure Richard Nixon, when he went to China to meet Chow in 72, did not go there with the attitude of disassembling American factories to go to foreign countries, especially China. I think what's going on is corporatism has taken over in America. Business, large business, big business, multi-corporations. If you listen to Pat Buchanan and some of the other people on the McLaughlin Report, talk about multi-corporations taking advantage of the American people, which I truly think has happened. I think that, again, as President of the United States, I will put tariffs and slow this train down and get Made in America working again and bring in the American Party of America, the ANC, Kate, the American National Committee. I am the chairman of that committee. This committee is competing with the RNC and the DNC. What I'm asking now is the American people support this party. There needs to be an independent third party as though this was a corporation like Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler.
Whoa, what a way to end this. I agree. I am all about the third party. To find out more about Dennis, go to ball2012.net. Dennis, good luck, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, ball2012.net. You can find out more about him. Good for him for taking the initiative to step out there and decide to run. Because how often do I say this on the air, that if more people would just get involved, if more people would just find ways to drive the train instead of sitting there like a complacent passenger, maybe things would change. And all the kvetching we do and all the venting we do, we would see the light start to shine back in a lot of our neighborhoods, where now it's pretty dim, I have to say, pretty dim, especially with what's happening economically, because you can't help it. It's crippling. It's crippling to the families. It's crippling to all Americans who are just trying to figure out a way to survive. We shouldn't be just about surviving. We should really be about thriving. Hang with us. We're going to flip to the other side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is busy taking his jobs bill on tour around the country, the push now in North Carolina. There is a push to get to the bottom of what happened with this failed solar panel company. I mean, check this out if you don't know this story. So the Treasury Department is full on, full court press, supposedly, in an investigation into what happened with the company receiving, guess how much money they got, $528 million in a stimulus loan, and now they're bankrupt. The loan to Solyndra set off, of course, a hailstorm in Washington, so the president is away. He's not taking any of the hail with the House, of course. So a Republican-led House committee released emails showing that the White House had pressured budget people into hurrying up their fiscal review of the loan ahead of the plant's groundbreaking. So the company was pretty much pushed by the Obama administration for all the work that they were doing with the so-called green factor, green jobs, you know, the whole thing about green jobs. But the company went bankrupt and is, like I said, the target of this investigation. And a lot of people are upset about this. Are they going to say nobody knew? Nobody knew that was happening. Nobody knew. We had to hurry up and get the money to them because they were going to turn it around. So ABC broke this story. Good for them. They broke the story about what was going on in this investigation. And they say they're looking into every single thing that that happen along the way, following the breadcrumbs, in other words, as to where the money, how the money was issued, all that kind of stuff. Because the Obama people are just defending their support for the loan. They're saying that the firm, like any other company, was a victim to what was going on economically, to the trends. But I don't know. A federal investment, a cash infusion, if you will, from you and me into alternative energy where the company went bust. Just a sad fact of, like they say, the economics of the times, or money earmarked for a rotten proposal in the first place. And because the Bush people shot it down, ooh, that's what makes it a little bit rough for this Democratic White House. Here was one comment. Fred Upton, never shy about grabbing the microphone and getting on the bully pulpit when it's an easy thing to pound in, but he's right on this. The Republican from Michigan, he says that the congressman says the program was shrouded in secrecy and uncertainty. And see, that's the thing I would say, exactly how he said it. What's with the uncertainty? So this, there was cloudy anyway as to what was going on here, and the secrecy of the whole thing. It's just a bad beat. You know, now they give you money at the poker tables when you have a bad beat. There's a potential for you to win $30,000 or more. Have you heard about that? Well, this was a bad beat where we can't get the money back. And once again, whose pockets are picked? It's mine. I can't afford this anymore. How many bad beats can we take? And I don't have a say in it. We just find out afterwards. So the White House Budget Office, the phones are just blowing off, ringing up the hook. A guy named Jeffrey Zients, who's the deputy director, did finally say, when push came to shove, that Solyndra's bankruptcy will limit the government's recovery of funds, meaning we're screwed, we're not getting the money back. And there's no mackerel to go and break their hands, because, you know, this is the government after all, and it's all in the up and up. So what's he going to say in the end? Oh, it's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. We are getting too many responses that are very unfortunate. So, like I said, this is such a layup, if you will, for anybody on the other side, any Republican looking at something to nail the White House for, especially when it comes to money. I mean, this is clearly either somebody just being stupid and not thoroughly looking at all the records, or just totally buying the whole solar thing and not investigating the financials enough of that company. So here's what Congresswoman DeGette had to say about Solyndra and the fact that we were all misled on this puppy.
How they could be in my office in July telling me things were looking better and filing for bankruptcy 2 months later.
All right, and see, here's the thing. It's just like any of us who have to take charge of our 401ks. You hear about where solar energy is going and green and all that stuff. And it's not that I'm anti-green. In fact, no, there were some things that we could have done, should have done, and should look at doing that would be economically better for all of us, all right? But when it comes to the development of this technology, here was what the scoop was. Supposedly, they were going to come up with a cheaper option with solar panels and whatnot. And what happened was, Red Dragon once again, now here's twice we've talked about China already, came in with cheaper solar panels than Solyndra was getting ready to produce. That's what they were going to do, right? So because China flooded the marketplace across the board with the cheaper version of solar panels, and the Europeans were buying it up, the market tightened. It tightened. So the solar cell prices fell down. They fell through the floor. And that was what was the final nail in the coffin of this company. And the thing is, when they looked at the projects on the board for Solyndra, they were supposedly considered advanced. And supposedly they looked well positioned to compete in the global marketplace. Except for no one checked with China. And China made them irrelevant because they did it cheaper. They did it cheaper. Now, there were some emails that the House committee also, you know, they just released them all, basically. And they showed that in the final days of the Bush administration, what they said was, after the change in the administration with Solyndra, because the Bush people said no. They said they wouldn't support it, right? And so it was kicked away. So then it comes back to this administration. So once again, they restart the loan review process and decided to do it, I guess. So there must have been some political push here. Something had to play a role in this loan getting through the pipeline. I would think, right? Can it be, once again, surprise, surprise, nobody really realized what was happening here? Of course they did. Why did the Bush people look at it, not really push it, send up the flagpole? Would you say, oh, well, they're anti-green? Well, no, this is the people that looked into it economically didn't think it was feasible. So the next guy's coming in, take it, and suddenly it's feasible. So the Treasury folks and the FBI are trying to uncover what they can, and Congress, in figuring out about this stimulus deal, the money, the loan, the bad loan that went to now a bankrupt company and fat chance of getting the money back. So when we're in these tight times and we're looking for money, we're not getting that $528 million back. That's not happening. And I think the press needs to continue hard. The press on this situation needs to happen for somebody to have to answer for this. Really, are they that stupid? It just hit the iceberg and nobody knew even some of the finer points of this deal? I'd have to not believe that. I'd have to think that it's not, oof, boy, just a bad beat. Woo, bad night at the poker table with the American people's money. We're trying to stimulate the economy, and we think green is good, so we're going to go with this company that is producing some cheap solar panels. But we forgot to check with the Chinese because they do everything cheaper, right? Whether it's dog food or bath mats or whatever, including solar panels. So they stole the thunder, took the money away, and this company just went right down the rabbit's hole. So the question becomes the same one we keep answering over or asking ourselves over and over again. Enough is enough. Stop squandering our money. And so I'm going to ask you that. Green technology. America, are you anti-green technology? Are you anti-people pushing an agenda and not supporting it with the right kind of facts and not going after the companies who are doing it correctly, who do have things in play that will work? It's like the tale of the electric car. Had the technology for decades. By now it would have really been ironed out. Who knows? Maybe you'd be driving an electric car because it really wouldn't cost you that much. And gosh, you really hated the idea. But now you kind of like it because it's affordable and there's charging stations and if you're coming out in a better with your bills by doing the electric car thing. I mean, forget it now because you have to get in line. It costs you too much. There are no electric charging stations. There aren't enough of them. And then if you have to travel any great distances, that would be a tough thing to do. You're staying in the motel using up all the electricity. Hey, can I plug my car in? It's dying. And I have another 300 miles to go after I finish up this meeting. Oh, jeez. Ay, 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 ay. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Please, you're invited to the party. 800-259-5791.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Tonight, I'd have to say that this administration claiming the innocence of a virgin all the time, whether it's Fast and Furious and the guns. Oh, we didn't know about that program. The ATF decided that they were going to run to try to catch the straw men in between, get those guns over the cartel. Not until one of our Border Patrol agents was killed. Now we have a different example of saying we didn't really, we thought this company was viable and it was the economy and it, you know, just was bad timing with all of that, talking about Solyndra and the green technology. And my flat out question was, one, America, do you believe in green technology and these green jobs and that sort of thing? I mean, let's just flat out answer the question, right? And here's what I would say. There are things we can do to help the ecology around us, if you will, right? For example, this is why I would say there are green things that can be done that aren't breaking the bank. Like there's a thing called a parklet. And what it is you've got these areas, unused spaces, kind of green spaces already, that are just sitting there in cities like Portland, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, a bunch of others. And what's happened is they've taken these areas, and people have seen them. Other people that live in the area say, well, hey, this is a perfect place for this. It's an unused street space. It's just open. And they call them parklets, and the city investigates, and if it's doable, then they put other things in there. They install, like, tables and park benches, and it doesn't cost them very much. Okay, that you could consider that to be kind of a green thing, right? Well, that's good. Who's going to say that's not good? They're not putting a lot of money into it. I've looked at the budgets for even these bigger cities. So, bravo. Geothermal technology. Some people are using that. That could have been developed and could have been affordable for you and me, and we wouldn't be paying through the nose for electricity. There's things we could do with geothermal energy. And there's a slew of other things that we could talk about that are definitely viable. But it seems that when we talk about green jobs, it's the pie. That's what it is. It's the pie in the sky stuff. So Solyndra was pie in the sky, and it blew up. So that's money lost. Money lost. John in Texas, I'm going to give you the first crack at this. Hey, John.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, I gotcha.
Okay. I introduced into JPL Labs in California one of the first solar panels that was approved.
Hmm.
It was approved for hot water generation through a hot water heater to maintain the hot water. A hot water heater, for example, is 48% of the electric cost if you have an electric hot water heater.
Sure, sure. So cut that cost out.
You can cut that cost down about 40-45% in some areas, as high as 75%.
Wow.
However, I have stayed on top of, well, not on top of, but I have followed what they're doing. And with solar panels right now, I believe the last report was about 2%, including the windmill program, to supply electric. Now comes the question. If they lined Death Valley, all the desert out in California, Arizona, parts of New Mexico, and went into all the high areas in the country and put windmills, strange thing would happen if they plugged in 50,000 cars in New York, plugged in 50,000 cars in New Jersey, 100,000 cars in California. Most all of the country, and I've just used a few cities to point it out.
Sure.
Would go into what they call a brownout.
Right, because they couldn't handle it.
Yeah, but it would go in for 8 hours or more.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that all the refrigeration for food and the necessities of life just wouldn't exist as we know them today. TV, for example, you might get to watch it one night a week for 3 or 4 hours if you're lucky.
Right, but in other words,
there are places for green energy, green jobs.
Yes.
But it has to be stipulated so as not to disrupt what we have. Also, if they do that, we can't build the nuclear plants to support the whole country. So we're still going to have coal-fired plants.
Yes.
Now comes the question. What can we do to cut down the ecological effect? Well, what we could do is real simple. A gradual increase in equipment that will compromise the destructive part as well as the utility part of heat. steam plants. As far as nuclear...
Yeah, you're talking about geothermal plants. Like, it's using energy that heats and powers a geyser, basically, and that can be harnessed to create electricity, for example. That's pretty much what you're talking about, right? Because Japan...
Well, that could be done in California.
Yeah.
It could be done in parts of Utah or North Dakota.
Yes.
And it'd be very hard to do in New York.
It would be, but that's what you're talking about, the combination of things, at least to start off with. There's something that could happen right now in a lot of places across the United States. It's steam. You're talking about, that's exactly right, even indoor plumbing, hot water and steam, you know, think about it. That could be used right now.
Like, for example, when you build a house.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
If you take the house and line it on the roof with the proper type of plumbing in a solar panel that creates enough heat and pump it down into the ground into holding tanks like a Citroen, but deep down in where the normal temperature wouldn't affect it. It could be used to heat the house, cut the water bill heating down.
Yep.
Which would eliminate the electric bill to some degree. The unfortunate part is the people we have looking into now are looking through a, what you would call, tunnel vision. How can we screw the people? Excuse me.
No, you're right. No, you said it well. John, you're right. That's exactly how I was trying to put it. That's what happened here with the collapse of Solyndra, looking through with some tunnel vision and not looking at whether or not this was really, really a good deal. Great call, John. Thank you. And in talking about geothermal, which he was mentioning, I like geothermal because there's an area... And I know this is a stretch because Iceland is certainly different than the United States, but they have a lot of volcanoes and they have 5 geothermal plants and they produce over 27% or so of that country's energy. And in some areas, just like John said, he named them, California being one. Can you imagine all the problems that they're having in California? This could be a solution for sure. It wouldn't really cost very much at all. And there's some of the answers to the problems with electricity. But nothing like what the idiots in the White House with the stimulus, where they decided to earmark their money. Want to talk about a bad beat? I mean, you just have to say it. It's a bad beat. Any thoughts on the show? You know how to get a hold of me. Send them to americatonight.net.